Never before has the world come across four men more willing to share their collective knowledge and wisdom for nothing in return. They'll deliver it to you with such style and class and make Samuel L. Jackson look more like your snotty-nosed cousin who still wets the bed.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Why am I saying incredibly wonderful things about these men? Well, I have a terrible, terrible gambling habit and I owe them a lot of money. It'll be epic.
Something special is about to happen.
It'll be brave.
No fear, no hesitation.
It'll be perfect in every way possible.
Are you kidding me?
Rangers. Pete, Muffy and Joe, coming to you in all its pre-recorded glory from the capital of Australia. This is The Sports Trench.
Yes, episode 143 of The Sports Trench is here. And after another week off, we are back again, boys. Hopefully, we're back for the rest of the season. Speaking of being back, Fulzy.
Good morning.
You were a bit sick last week,
mate. Oh, mate, I've been in the wars.
I've
been in the wars.
Look, heard a rumour you were on your deathbed pretty much.
I was pretty much on my deathbed,
you've climbed off.
Yeah, just.
This week. Just. Come back for the fans. Yep. Yeah, that's good of you, man.
Yeah, I've committed.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, new car, is that the problem?
No, I feel it's very unlikely I got sick from the car. They've got different genome makeup than humans.
I don't think that's true. I think you did.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. New car. It's very nice. Mm-hmm.
Muffy, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you, Pete. Welcome back, Fools. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Only healthy trencher last week, essentially. Well, only one available last week. You could have just done the show by yourself.
What was wrong with you? You were just...
Oh, no. I just was unavailable.
Oh,
kind of a big deal at the Cracker Factory, as we discussed previously.
Yes, life getting in the way in high-powered PP land.
Yeah.
You know, too many charcoal suits wearing him down.
That does catch up with you.
How are you?
I am good. It's a big week this week. Last round of the regular season. But, Pete.
Well, here we go.
NFL kicks off tomorrow. This is my favourite time of the year. One football is finishing up, particularly with my team, and the other football starts.
Aaron Rodgers isn't injured yet.
Not yet. Pete, not yet.
This is why it's your favourite part of the year.
Yeah, and my boys, the Packers, play tomorrow, kick off the season against the Bears.
Ooh.
Look, a bear!
Rivalry.
So, yes. I'm excited.
It's unfair for the Bears. They pay the bear patrol tax.
That's right.
Anyway.
The Wisconsin Bears?
No.
Okay, come on, mate. Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears.
Green Bay are from Wisconsin.
Green Bay,
Wisconsin and Illinois are right next to each other. They have a rivalry.
That's good.
It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL. It's like the Roosters and the Bunnies.
Rabbitohs. Who also play this week. Yeah. Ooh, double rivalries. Ooh.
What an ominous little weekend.
Who also play tonight? Thursday night football all round.
The green teams lose in both those matches.
Whoa.
That's possible.
Oh, dear. Well, what do we got on this week, lads? We've got the round 24 review, round 25 preview. We're going to talk Supercoach, even though everyone's seasons are well and truly done and dusted. We better talk about everyone else who, you know, played in our leagues again this year. And Will Muffy is up for a bet, and he needs to get off a goose egg in the last round of the year.
I've got a bet. Not sure it's going to get me off a goose egg, but it's reasonable odds. So I think Fulzy will be happy. I think it's got potential.
Right. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Anyway.
Excellent. Before all that though, let's do the news.
The good, the bad, and the
tunnels
from the trenches.
Oh, tunnels, trenches. Where are we going with this, Pete?
I don't know. Maybe into valleys or something. I don't know.
That's good.
Maybe joining the Viet Cong or something.
Oh, dear.
No, you're not doing that?
No.
That's why you've been so busy.
Yeah. Just leading a coup in Vietnam because it went so well the first time. Right. Okay. We've digressed and gone off track straight away. Look, first off, we'll talk about the incident on the weekend at Lotto Land, which was as Will Chambers, who'd been sent off, was heading up the tunnel.
Just before we talk about this, we are calling it Lotto Land as per the instructions from the Penn family that came out during the week.
Oh, well, did someone call it Brookvale?
They had a memo, an internal memo to all their staff and players to make sure that they refer to the stadium as Lotto Land, not
Brookvale.
Brookvale or Brookie. Yeah. And all the fans got up in arms. They're like, it's always going to be Brookvale to me. But it's like, yeah, but you're not paying the bills. This sponsorship is paying the bills. Could, so they've got to fall in line and go, fair enough, it's Lotto Land.
Could the Penn family have handled that better than sending a memo?
Oh, the Penn family could do a lot of things better, I think. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they want to call it Rainbow Bright Cupcake Stadium, then that's what, if that pays the money, then that's what you call it. So
I'm much more likely to call it Rainbow Bright Cupcake Stadium.
All right, so back to the incident at Rainbow Bright,
Rainbow Bright Cupcake Stadium. Yep. That'll make all the Manly fans happy. They wouldn't be listening to this anyway. That, why would they listen to us? They've got their own opinion of their side. Their side's the best ever. Anyway, I digress. Shots fired. So anyway, boys, did we see the incident in question?
Well, bits of it. It was a bit obscured from the camera angles, I think.
The camera angle wasn't great.
I think it showed intent.
There was intent. He was never going to land anything. But I think the carry on afterwards, he carried on like he'd done absolutely nothing wrong.
He looked like a stand-up citizen, didn't he? He looked like a pretty good dude.
He looked like he might have had a few beers.
Jim Beam in hand. Yeah. It's like, mate, that's straight away. Everyone's just going, kick him out, idiot.
And he was named and shamed straight away. So, yeah, he's just well and truly.
Have they given him a lifetime ban? Or what's the dealio? There was talk about that's what they should do. And look, honestly, I think he probably should do as well.
Oh, I agree. Like, you want to get drunk at the football and do something dumb, like try punch a player, I think you need to go.
And you know what he's actually done? He's hurt his club even more because they have to put more money and renovations into it straight away if they want to be hosting any type of game, another game. Are they going to have a finals there? I didn't think that was possible. But they were talking about having a finals game.
Essentially,
there.
If the Rabbitohs lose this week and Manly win this week, Manly can jump up into fourth.
But I thought that even if they were to play finals, that they weren't at Suburban Grounds.
But they'd have the home final versus either week. Cronulla. Well, the first week, even if they don't jump up.
No, yeah. They've changed that rule.
It's changed it now?
Because the Raiders play at home. And,
but the Raiders are a little different because of the Raiders can't play a home semi in Sydney.
Well, they could if the NRL deemed it to happen. Yeah. They would,
and again, their stadium holds just as many as Amy Park in Melbourne, and they're never going to get Melbourne to take a home game to Sydney.
No, they're not.
But Brookvale's 20,000 at a push, is it?
It's not overly huge.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I was just digressing and asking a question.
Yeah, you digressed a lot there. You just digressed all over the place. As it is, look, Will Chambers is no saint, but I think it's pretty poor behaviour by the fan, as we discussed, and needs to be stamped out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, moving on. Boys, the other story this week, numerous teams resting players this week. Mainly the Raiders. They've rested a host of big name players this week.
Must be confident.
Rapana, Bateman,
Chanzies is getting a rest.
Shans is also getting a rest. I think it's maybe just to mourn the loss of his top knot. Fulsey must be mourning that.
Oh, no.
Did you not see it on the weekend?
No.
He was looking very fresh cut.
Oh, he's had it the last silly. He's had it the last 2 weeks.
Speaking of haircuts, have you had a haircut recently, Stephen?
Probably in the last month, I'd say, yes.
Did you go see our unofficial sponsor for that cut?
I did not.
Oh, right, okay, the truth comes out.
Well, there was
talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, but I didn't lie.
Well,
that's the truth.
You said you were going to ring the unofficial sponsor.
Yeah, well, that
at the Cock and Crown.
I didn't do that, that's a lie.
Yeah, and he was looking forward to you going in.
As I was myself looking forward to going in. Just,
he's very upset with you.
Charcoal suits are just getting in the way.
Not very.
Well, now
happy.
I work in the city, it's too hard to get out.
Likely story.
Yeah.
A loyal fan of the unofficial sponsor would go out there.
Are you talking on behalf of this loyal fan, or you are this loyal fan?
I am the loyal fan. I just was there the other day from Fishwick. I went all the way from Fishwick to there.
It's easier to go from Fishwick.
No way.
Oh, I used to do it.
You could get on a bus. That's what you do. You live. You've discovered the pluses of buses. You're all about that bus life.
Have you ever not got your haircut there in the last couple of years, Pete?
In the last 2 years? No.
Oh, now that, Your Honour, is a lie.
No, no.
Fuzzy.
Last 2 years.
Rule.
Last 2 years. Have not.
That's a dead set lie.
Well, I don't know your evidence.
Look at that face. That face. Look at that. That's a lie. That's a lying face.
Last 2 years. Okay, we're doing witch trials.
Yeah. Last 2 years. Guilty. I've only gone to the unofficial sponsor since he became unofficial sponsor.
I think that is false. But
Tim
anyway.
And the Cock and Crown, go see him.
Sorry, mate. Get there.
Need to take a photo of your hair for Young unofficial sponsor as well.
Why?
Because he wants to see it and see what he's working with when he gets to finally cut it. I said it's probably never going to happen.
Could be years.
It's never going to happen.
Could be years.
Picture, what's that? What's that dead superstar soccer player? Abramovich. Picture him, but with a mop instead of human hair.
And he ate all the pies.
Oh, yeah. And
sorry.
And his footwork is probably a little down spec from Abramovich.
Okay, well, I don't mind teams resting players before finals.
Oh, right. You don't mind it?
No.
Well, I think it can affect your team's form, and I think it can affect those players if they're used to playing week in, week out. And then have to have a week off going into a big game.
If they do need a bit of a, like, if some of these players actually generally need a bit of a rest because they have got, you know, some injury concerns, all that sort of stuff, all well and good. Melbourne and the Roosters resting players don't really have a major problem with it. I do, however, think that teams are opening themselves up for, like, the Raiders can go from third to fifth in this round. There's a few other teams, like
Raiders can't drop out of the fourth. That's why they're doing this. They drop out of the top four.
I was reading from the NRL had put out, I think, so worst case scenario that is fifth. That must be that someone has to win by...
I think it's someone has to win by 60. Like, yeah, it's got to be the most outrageous win ever.
Yeah. So it'd be very, very unlikely. But, yeah. Look, again, you just hope that it doesn't turn around and bite the teams that are actually resting players that can potentially shift. But in saying that, I mean, we're talking about the Raiders because they're the ones, I think, that have rested the most players and they're not 100% secure in that third spot. They are playing at home and they are playing against the Warriors. So I think, Ricky, you'd be relatively confident that the people that step in can actually, you know, get the job done anyway.
Manly would need to win by 90 and the Raiders would have to lose to nil to drop out of the top
four. So you're saying there's a chance,
no,
Pete?
There's no chance.
There's a big chance.
What's the odds on that? I might change my bet.
Yeah. Oh,
anyway, South win, they step up. It's Manly and South are the main ones. Manly would have to win their game by 15 to 20, and South need to lose theirs by about 10 for the Manly to jump back up into the top four.
Yeah.
So that one's much more likely.
Yes, yes. All right. Anyway. So players resting, good.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yep. Fine.
As long as it doesn't come back and bite you in the butt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And that's the thing you can easily point to if it bites you in the butt. You can go, well, you rested players.
Well, not if you lose, like, the grand final or something. People aren't going to worry about that.
Oh, I'm very worried about the
round 25 resting. Like, no one, because if you lose the grand final because you rested players in the last round of the regular season, I don't think anyone's going to go, well, that's the reason why you lost it.
I think so. I think we will.
Okay, right. Well, that's...
I think we'll remember that. Anyway, let's move on, shall we, to some Ward 4. Right. Actually, Fulzy, before we do that...
Right.
Will Chambers.
Yeah,
almost got punched in the head. Would that have voided our bet?
Yeah. The whole thing has voided the bet.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, nah, this is not on.
So just on that, let's clarify, because this is the last round. What are the actual terms of the bet? Like, who wins what?
He owes me all the money.
Is it money or is it chicken wings?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, let's sort it out right now. Because
I'll have to do
Chambers has got
to
get what?
Research.
Five? Chambers has got to get 5 tries this week or 4 tries or something?
Yeah, something like that. He's good for it.
But it's money or wings.
Yeah, wings. We're doing it. You owe me wings.
You went from money to wings very quickly there.
I know you've got zero money.
Oh, I've got all the money.
All right, well, you owe me all the money. All right, let's ward four.
Messy me, that could have put him in ward four.
The sports trenches.
I hope not, Bill. That's a maternity ward.
Ward four.
All right, quick ward four this week, boys. Cameron McInnes, broken leg, second last round of the season. That's just cost the Dragons their season, I think.
Yeah.
Zach Lomax had a concussion.
Go on, Pete. Zing.
He's going to be monitored this week. Sean Johnson, he had a quad injury before the game last week and sat out. He's most likely going to play this week, though. Josh Dugan also copped a concussion. He's going to be monitored throughout the week. Cameron Munster has a shoulder injury, probably after George Tufua destroyed him in one of the best tackles ever, which Twitter blew up. American Twitter blew up over that during the week.
Yeah, well, they're calling it assault.
Yeah, they called it assault. The Bleacher Report posted it, and people were like, "Oh my god, people shouldn't be allowed to do this."
I've seen massive hits like that in the NFL. Like, yes,
yeah,
they've
got padding. They're soft,
but they still hit like that.
Yeah, they're soft. Yeah. Tom Trbojevic, he did his pec, boys, and is done for the year. They were going to try rehab it and hopefully bring him back for, you know, if they made a grand final. But yeah, no.
That, to me, that's, if they had done that, that would have been so selfish.
Correct.
Like, that is just not even close to.
Not even
close to thinking about the player's welfare. Not even.
Morgan Boyle for the Seagulls. He's got an arm injury. He's to be confirmed. Jack Guzewski. It's Guzewski, but I like Guzewski.
I like Guzewski.
He's got a knee injury. He's also to be confirmed. Reece Kennedy. I don't even know who that is for the Broncos. He's out. Mitch Kenny for the Panthers. Elbow season, because he was crucial to your year this year. CSAO Takiaho. He's got a rib injury. He's going to be out this week. Patrick Herbert, he's got a quad injury. He's out for the Warriors. And Chanel Harris-Tavita, arm injury. He's going for surgery. He's out for the year.
DWZ is out for the Dogs, Pete, as well.
Definitely out.
Definitely out.
100% out.
Yep.
It's not on my list. It didn't happen.
He's in.
Yeah, he's playing this week. He's captaining. All right, just so you know. All right, that's all for Ward 4 this week.
The Sports Trench.
Thank you, madam. Round 24 review time, Thursday, 29 August. Cowboys 15, defeating the Bulldogs 8. Murphy, I tipped your team, and what the bloody hell happened?
Yeah. Well, it's another barn burner of a game, Pete.
It was not a barn burner at all.
It's a waste of everyone's time.
Typical Bulldogs game. It was 2-2 at halftime, which is what the score has been in Dogs games for about twice or three times this year.
I wanted to burn down a barn, like with me in it, watching this.
But the writing was on the wall, Pete. There was all these things to play for. Matt Scott's last official home game, even though he's not going to play anymore. Scott Bolton's last home game for the Cowboys, their whole Cowboys stadium last game that they were ever going to play there. The Cowboys were going to left, Pete. And you know, fun fact.
This is not going to be a fun
fact. It is fun.
Everyone, just so you
know. The Cowboys, when they first played their first game at Dairy Farmers, whenever it was called, or 1-300-SMILES.
1-300-SMILES.
Was against the Bulldogs. So they started their career at that stadium against the Bulldogs and finished it. And they won both games.
Right.
There you go. That's a fun fact.
It's not fun. It's a fact.
I've had a lot of fun learning that.
Really?
Good.
Yes.
It's probably better to talk about that than talk about the game, because it was a pretty uneventful game. Like I said, 2-2 at halftime, both penalty goals. Tries, one try apiece each in the second half, and it was, again, 8-8 for a long time. And then the Cowboys started to... Again, they were just a little bit better in certain areas. Dogs were making a few more errors. It was a scrappy game in general. The last sort of 5 to 10 minutes, the Cowboys were really on top. And the Dogs just made some silly errors. And just, you could tell that they didn't quite know how to deal with the last sort of 5 minutes of a game and just try and get on top. They were... You know, doing short kicks. Lachlan Lewis is just, everything that he gets, he just absolutely bombs the ball as hard and as high and as long as he possibly can every single time. There's not a lot of, going for...
thought process behind it.
No, it's just a lot of hit and hope, which, again, he can kick a ball, give him credit for that, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't really know exactly where he's placing it.
yeah, so a field goal from Jordan Carr, who from the Cowboys, it was like three and a half minutes from time, he slotted that, and then the Dogs decided to go for an onside kick, which they completely stuffed. I think they kicked it out on the full, which then meant the Cowboys had another attacking chance. Went down there, Cowboys got a second set of six from an in-goal restart. The Dogs then tried another short kickoff from the restart. No, didn't work. and then the Cowboys scored right on the bell just to make it that 15-8 scoreline. But essentially, it was a very tight game the whole way, but not a good spectacle.
No, it was horrible. All right, moving on. Friday, 30 August, Rabbitohs 31, defeating the Warriors 10. Speaking of absolutely horrible, the Warriors have checked out here. Rabbitohs still haven't been amazing, but they did enough in this game. They were up 14-0 before the Warriors got on the board with two quick tries late in the first half. However, after that, it was all Rabbitohs, particularly at the end. Cameron Murray bagged a double. He's just ridiculously good, that guy. A lot of penalty goals. And then Adam Reynolds in the 80th minute just did the classic Anthony Milford. I'm just going to kick a field goal for the sake of kicking a field goal when, we're already up 20 points.
He does do that, doesn't he?
Not Adam Reynolds. Anthony Milford does. Yeah. He loves field goal. Loves practicing. Look, why not in a game situation? Because the Warriors would have been trying really hard to stop that field goal. Anyway, other than that, boys, not much to report on this game. It was done and dusted, and the Warriors have clearly checked out.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like Muffy just did. was not even paying attention.
No, I was. I was just replying to yes, the Warriors have checked out, because I was looking at another team that's checked out, which I'll review quite shortly.
All right. Okay. Ooh. Friday, 30 August, Broncos 17 defeating the Eels 16. Fulzy.
Pretty good game. Tight game up until Golden Point when Jermaine Isacco slotted a field goal to win. So all Anthony Milford's field goal practice that we just talked
came
about.
Came to nothing.
Yeah, came to nothing. Darry B managed to get over for a try, which was pretty nice for him after a lot of criticism.
Darry B, game of the season for him.
Yeah.
He was everywhere.
Yeah, in the second last round, you rediscovered your form. Well done.
He'll carry it to finals, I reckon.
They might not even make it.
Well, they'll make it. They're guaranteed, I think.
They are guaranteed.
Fifita continues to impress. He's come on real strong at the back end of this year.
Can I just say they're not guaranteed if the Tigers and Cronulla
both beat
each other?
No, they draw.
Oh,
as in they draw with each other this week.
Yeah,
if they have
that's
agreement.
That's the only scenario. That's right.
Yeah, they draw. Brisbane are good.
Then they get both in, and then Brisbane go, ooh, that could be something that they actually try and, well, could you imagine if that actually happened?
I want it to happen so bad. So bad.
Yeah. That game will be under so much scrutiny if that actually happened.
Yeah, I'm betting on that for sure. I'll throw my money away. I don't care. It's Foolsie's money anyway. He owes me all the money.
That's true.
Yeah, no, yeah, finish your story.
So yeah, the Broncos won in the end. That's nice, isn't it, for them?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Another pretty horrible game to watch, actually. I didn't think it was that good. Speaking of horrible, Knights 38 defeating the Titans 4 on the Saturday, the first game, Muffy.
So for the Knights, I think their fans gave them a pretty good indication of how they've been feeling over the last couple of weeks with all the stuff that's been happening. 8,200 people turned out for Newcastle. It was a bit of a murky day, but that doesn't normally stop the fans. It's the lowest crowd they've had in 22 years at that stadium.
Mm.
And I think it was on purpose.
Yeah.
So Titans scored first in the first 3 minutes, and I think that might have been a bit of a, oh no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, this could be a touch-up.
Yeah, Riley Jacks got over, but 7 unanswered tries from the Knights really just put the Titans to the storm. Titans to the storm. To the sword.
Okay.
That's what I was meant to say.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably the best thing and the main thing that people were talking out of this game was the Heimel Hunt try. Did we see this?
I did see it, yes.
Did you, Fools? Did you see this?
I did see it.
And what happened?
Well, they did a lot of fun back play and went the length of the field to score.
Yeah, but from the Titans actually nearly scoring.
Yeah,
to Titans on the attack. And it was, I can't remember who threw the pass. Probably Peachy. He probably doesn't throw good passes. And I think, yeah, threw a pass, intercepted, and then it was, yeah, on for the young arm. Heimel Hunt had to do a fair bit of work, did a pretty good fend, ended up going length of the field. Pretty entertaining try, but in the end, look, the Knights really needed to win this. I mean, I still think everyone in Newcastle, all the fans, are still pretty upset about how everything went down, and just obviously their season was lost in the last couple of weeks. They really could have made finals, considering all the results that have happened since that's happened. But look, a good performance from them nonetheless. Again, they got one more game this week, and it's away from home for them, and then they got to rebuild for next year. But the Titans, they have absolutely checked out. This is probably, I was giving Newcastle about, was it 3 years ago? I was giving Newcastle some grief from just not even turning up to games, and literally it was horrible to watch. This Titans team are pretty much in that same vein. They are just not even trying. And again, I suppose you can't blame them because they're so far down the ladder that there's no hope, but surely they can play for something. I don't know. Mal Meninga's got a lot of problems there to try and fix in the space of, I don't know, maybe a year before they get relocated.
Good points. I agree. All right, let's move on. Saturday, 31 August, Storms 36 defeating the Seagulls 6. You can't tell me the Storms don't remember when a team beats them, because it was only about a month ago that the Seagulls beat them 11-10, and I bet Bellamy used that as a rocket for his boys, and they certainly took it to heart because they came out firing in this game. Josh Adokar jumped over early, just doing what he does best. And Justin Olam, who's been excellent this year, a great find for the Storm. They continue to produce quality centres who can play football. And when it's not Will Chambers kicking the ball, they score tries. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It was 18-0 before finally in the 37th minute, Manly got over, but that was it. It was all done. Tom Trbojevic came off with that injury, and it was deflating for them, and it was pretty much all over from there. Justin Olam bagged two more after that, and it was game over. I'm really enjoying Pappenhausen being at the fullback spot. He's just a dynamite, and Hughes in the halves is probably okay. He's been good. He's probably better than Croft, and that's why he's there. Croft's back this week for Munster, but I don't think Croft's going to hold that spot.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for them to figure out that Croft is not the best option there at halfback.
I think he'd been playing better, and when you're in a winning side, it's kind of hard to drop a player in a winning side. But
they play around him. They actually don't play to him.
No,
which is really unusual
Smith
for a halfback.
Smith controls the whole thing. Smith and Munster control
everything. Oh, absolutely. And then, Croft doesn't he doesn't command the ball because he doesn't get the ball.
Yeah, they kind of play around Hughes a little bit as well. But the thing is, when you've got Pappenhausen at the back there who's so dynamite, it's kind of okay.
Do you reckon you could, if you had to be in a premiership winning team, do you reckon you could slot in at halfback for the Storm?
Yeah.
And then just take the credit?
Yeah.
Fulzy was very quick on yes. Yeah. That is incorrect.
Yeah.
I'd
win the Norm Proven medal or whatever it is for the grand final, I should get the credit.
There's probably only one person.
It's the Clive Churchill.
With less athletic ability than you, and that's me.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
80 minutes of you on a football field or me on a football field is very bad.
Dominant
for everyone.
Performance.
No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Oh, my goodness.
Murphy, you'll still get murdered, but I think you'll last longer than the two of us. The two of us combined wouldn't last as long as you would by yourself.
Yeah, I reckon I'd still have to take an interchange card, but I don't reckon I'd have to do it until at least the first 6 minutes.
Yeah.
You guys would be done in
3 minutes. We'd run up and down the field twice and then go, that's it.
I'd have a Hattie by then. Don't you
know? A Hattie of beers on tinnies on the sideline. Yeah, you would have. Absolutely. All right, moving on, shall we? Saturday, 31 August, Roosters 22 defeating the Panthers 6 to really stomp on your season, Fulzy.
Oh, I don't care.
Muffy's the one that's up here talking about this, but your season's done.
Kickout got the first try within 3 minutes again. So Panthers had a bit of a hope. This game actually was a It was a pretty good game. And
yeah, it was much better than a lot of the other games.
22-6 doesn't really justify how good this was.
Yeah, the Panthers played quite well.
Both teams had really good completion rates. I think it was over 85% for both teams. Line breaks, tackle breaks, errors, they were all pretty much the same. Quality side like the Roosters just find a way to grind and get their way to the win. Tedesco got a good backing up try. Mitchell played well, and Tupu sort of right at the end sort of put the icing on the cake, which bust this game out to 22-6 when it was 16-6, and the Panthers were still attacking and looking okay. But look, for the Panthers, it's a completely lost season. They had it there, and they were on fire in the middle of the season and looking ominous and looking like they could really test the top four, not just the top eight. But I don't know, something happened over there, Fulzy.
Yeah, not very good at football, I think.
Latrell Mitchell has outscored the teams the Roosters have played at the SCG over the last 6 weeks or something, or 8 weeks, by 40 points. And that's Latrell Mitchell by himself, not the Roosters.
Well, they were saying that Latrell could be the first time since, I'm not sure who did it, but it might have been back in the 80s, someone to actually lead the try scorer and point scorer.
Yeah, point goal kicking. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure who they said it was, but it hasn't been done for a very long time. I think he's one? Is he one try above at the moment?
Yeah, he's leading at the moment. So, yeah, he's played phenomenally the back half of this year. I made a call. I said he was one of the best players in the game. Then he went to crap, and you guys were looking pretty much like geniuses. However, it's come back around, and I'm looking like a genius.
Yeah, he's been playing really well. And I think the other thing, too, he's been relatively under the radar from a media standpoint. You haven't heard a lot about Latrell Mitchell since post-Origin stuff.
Well, and also the manager stuff and all that sort of stuff's all finally died down or going to the Rabbitohs, and he's just playing football, and just goes to show that, when the media are involved, sometimes it can affect players and how they play.
So, yeah. Mm. Anyway, so, yeah, good win for the Roosters. Again, not a good way to finish for the Panthers, but they actually looked a lot better in this game than what they had in the previous weeks, months.
Mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of Latrell Mitchell winning the point scoring, that took out my two bets for the year that we did on the pod at the start. Which was Gareth Widdop, top point scorer, which was done in round one when he injured himself and was pretty much ruled out for the year. He has come back since then, which was too little too late. The other one was Jared Croker, and he was second to Latrell Mitchell. Very admirable effort, and probably in any other year, he probably wins.
How many was he 20 odd points behind or something?
No, he's 40 or something.
Oh, wow.
Mitchell just was streaking away when you lead the try scoring and kick a billion goals like he has. He kicked at a high clip.
Do you have what we bet on?
Pardon?
Do you have what we said at the start?
No, I don't bet on anything you idiots say.
Oh, okay.
I just bet on what I say.
Okay.
So then the other one I had, which I'm trying to reverse jinx, so you're wrong about this, was I had the Rabbitohs at the start of the year to win the premiership. At $10 at $8.50.
Oh, that is Siri.
So I cashed out at $6.12.
Good.
So I lost.
Good.
No, so I lost $3.88.
You would have lost all the money.
No, so because I'm reverse jinxing and now they're going to win the premiership now that I've got off.
No, they're not.
it's reverse jinx, no. I swear. It's happening.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
They're going to get towelled tonight.
Towelled?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Big game, rivalry game.
Nah, I was trying to make a point, but actually now I look at it, probably won't get down.
Oh, good. Excellent. All right, well,
Reverse tallying.
Moving on, Sunday, 1 September, Raiders 15, defeating the Sharks 14. Big win for the Raiders, this one. Probably should have put this away a lot earlier. First half, they were absolutely atrocious, but that wind at Shark Park was pretty demoralizing for whoever didn't have it at the time. And so poor kicking by the Sharks is really what cost them. Three tries, zero kicks, zero makes. They were from difficult angles, most of them. So you can sort of see why they were missed. But having said that, the Raiders still managed to put some goals over after scoring tries. So it was just really bad effort. Aiden Caesar went for an early field goal, 67th minute, to put the Raiders up 13-12. Chad Townsend answered 2 minutes later because the Raiders are idiots. Followed by Chad Townsend kicked one in the 77th minute, and now the Sharks were up. And then the Raiders came down 1 minute later because the Sharks are idiots and kicked one as well. Went into Golden Point. Both sides tried to get good field position. The Raiders bombed numerous opportunities to take a field goal and finally kicked one on a shitty pass by Hodgson that somehow got to Caesar.
Yeah, he sort of bounced once and then he picked it up. And I tell you what, every field goal that both sides hit were hit perfectly. Like, there wasn't any wobbles, just made it in. They all nailed them. So that's how you got to do it.
Hodgson kicked a pretty bad one dead. That was, he was...
the grubber one, yeah.
It was pretty awful.
Yeah, it was like from 40 out though. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was awful though. Yeah, so for the Raiders, look, a good win. They needed to do it, but, you know, beating a Shark side without Johnson and stuff like that, I don't know how much of an achievement that was.
But it was a big win because there was a, you know, massive crowd there. It was a sellout crowd for Paul Gallen's last home game. So everyone was against the Raiders and they came out on top. So that's, you know, that's got to be positive for them.
Read a stat, Paul Gallen lost his debut, lost his 50th game, lost his 100th game, lost his 150th game, lost his 200th game, and lost his 250th game, lost his 300th game.
Really?
He lost every game.
Every milestone game
he's lost.
There you go. Wow.
Still has a grand final win though. Anyway. All right, well, that moves us on to the last game of the round. Sunday, 1 September, Tigers 42, defeating the Dragons 14. Fulzy.
Oh, I tell you what, if you're a fan of seeing Paul Momorowski score, you would have loved this
game. I'm a big fan.
Wow.
I don't mind the Momorowski.
Well, you
I like him.
Had a field day at this one. He had about 80 million points.
80 million?
Yeah, which is crazy because the Tigers only had 42. But so, he got another Hattie. I think that's the second Hattie for him this year. So he's like a young me.
Is hat-trick too hard to say? Or? Yeah. Yeah, right, okay. Right. Okay, just checking.
No, this is what the cool young guys say.
So why are you saying it then?
Not you.
That's a Hattie's.
You are not young nor cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right after this one, I think St. George will go out and extend Mary for another 3 or 4 years. But, yeah, they've checked out as well.
Have they announced what's happening next year, or he's still on contract?
He's just on contract.
He can't go again.
Yeah,
they
love him.
Yeah.
Why do they...
He can go again. He's all right.
Yeah, he can go again.
He's okay.
All right.
Yep. Not much to talk about. This was an absolute flogging.
Yep, good chat. Fair enough. All right. That brings us to the end of the round 24 review. So we're going to move on to... Oh, I knew you weren't paying attention, Supercoach.
Well, I repeat.
Well, I don't know about that, but anyway. Look, let's talk about Supercoach. Good year by us three.
I made some semis or whatever.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I did.
Well, yeah, I think you got knocked out pretty early.
Nah.
So, in Sports Trench League 1, Rangers, who led all year in League 1, was dominant. He lost in week one of the finals.
Did he get towed?
And then he lost in week two of the finals. Bounced in two straight
weeks. Oh, diggers.
He got bounced. So he scored 14.08 in round one and lost to 14.35.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah,
that's hard to take.
That'll do it. A few notable results. The Raving Radbies beat Rangers in week two. So he moved on to the third week. Slippery Balls also beat Temporary Insanity. Having said that, the Burninators, Garth, our multi-man Garth, he's managed from fourth to towel everyone up to go into the grand final. He's just towelled everyone every week.
So who's the grand final? Him and Slippery Balls?
No, Raving Radbies beat Slippery Balls. Oh, no, Raving Radbies, in the cross of Slippery Balls lost to Garth.
Right.
Raving Radbies and Arkham's Inmates. Tom played each other and Arkham's Inmates got up. So it's Arkham's Inmates versus the Burninators. And
wow.
I wonder how many trades they've got, and based on how many players are out this week, there could be some carnage.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to win them with 1400 this week.
No.
I'd be surprised if you can, good for you. But
yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Considering that, yeah, my go-to captain, Tommy T, I captained him last week for a nothing game anyway, but he got like 4 points or something.
Yeah.
As captain. Not great.
Having said this, the B Trench Invaders in League 2, They beat Chuck Person, which is young Fulzy over here. 1408 to 1402.
Yeah.
Well, that was unlucky.
Yeah.
Having said that, week two, you beat Top China Dragon. So, yep, you managed to get through. On the other side of the draw, the Barbarians and Coolangatta Kid, they played each other. Wood Raiders beat you last week.
Yeah.
Well, they've been a top 10 all year.
1097. No, Rangers has been top as a game. No. Wood Raiders is third. 1097. Yeah. It's not a good score.
I think I got more than that.
It's not. No.
Trbojevic got very injured.
Mm. He did. He did.
Mm. Yeah. That hurts. So now it's the B-Trench Invaders. Rangers is in the grand final here. He's playing the Wood Raiders.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
No, I'm going for the Raiders. always going for the Raiders. And always going against Rangers. So anyway, that Muffy, you and I just had a good time.
Just not our fantasy year.
Can I just say, I am in the plate final in League 2.
Oh. Who are you playing there?
I'll tell you. I am playing 2019 sellouts.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm going for the sellouts.
Yeah, that's fair enough. As for the plate, guess what? I'm in the plate final again in League One. I didn't know that one. I'm playing Sicario. So two opportunities, probably two losses. Anyway, Muffy, you didn't.
I didn't make any. I don't think I even made the plates in half of them.
You played the plate in League Two. You got towed.
Oh,
you were done in round one in the plate.
Who towed me? Did I get beaten by the potential winner?
No, I didn't beat you.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. See what you did there, Pete.
Well.
Confidence.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of Supercoach, which is probably a good thing for most of us on the panel because we've just had horrible years. But good luck to everyone competing in grand finals this weekend.
Fantasy or otherwise, is that what you're saying? Or just fantasy?
Just fantasy.
Right, okay. Yeah. You people are playing real sport.
Why would you do that? All right, moving on to the round 25 preview,
Ooh, the sports trench.
Ooh, indeed. Thursday, 5 September, Rabbitohs versus the Roosters at ANZ. Fulzy.
Good blockbuster. Well, you know what? When someone says, Fulzy, you need to talk about tipping comp, and then they just hard mute
it. Oh, what happened to
the
tipping comp?
Oh, nah, it's done now. I've changed.
Come back. Let's
see. Nah.
What's happened?
Oh, Ranger's won.
There you go.
Well, he's probably won.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't go back. We did the sweep thing.
Yeah, we did the sweep. It's dead now.
Yeah. Oh, yes, because we've never done anything like on this podcast.
Correct. That's a correct statement. It's like you've never had a haircut from another barber in the last 2 years.
I have not.
Also a correct statement.
Not in the last 2 years. I've gone to the
unofficial sponsor. Sorry, this is a fly flying to my...
unofficial sponsor every time. Unlike you, who just lie to him through podcast.
I hate when people do that.
Could be a blockbuster.
Yeah, it's you. You've got to finish talking here.
It could be a blockbuster. For the Roosters, they've rested a couple of guys. Brett Morris and Orbison were part of the first cuts in that 21-man squad.
It's good for you. Brett Morris is out. Now you just need 5 tries from Chambers.
That's due. Satili Topinua will come into the 17. Angus Crichton will start, and a rookie winger Billy Smith will play second NRL game. Despite Morris and Orbison and those guys being out, I can't back against the Roosters here. I'll go Roosters by 12.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, good one. Did you want to talk a bit slower there?
No, I was just thinking. Yeah. I was processing.
Yeah, right. I've got the Roosters by 4.
Yeah, Roosters by 8 for me.
All right, moving on to Friday, 6 September. Eels versus Seagulls at Bank West. Muffy.
Yeah, Eels made a few changes. Tempai Moroa and Ray Stone have been ousted. They've been moved up to the bench. Penny Terapo and David Gower are the ones that got ousted. Nikore has been named to start, and Daniel Alvaro, he comes back to the bench for the Seagulls. As mentioned, they've got quite a few injuries already. Obviously, the big one to Tommy T. Brendan Elliott will come into fullback, which he's had that role this year and done reasonably well. The other ones, as Pete mentioned, Gizwowski is out, and so is Morgan Boyle. So Corey Waddell moves into the starting side. A rookie makes his debut, Sean Kippy. K comes on there, and Lloyd Perrott will come onto the bench for the Seagulls. Look, I don't know. Bank West, probably Parramatta. Let's go. Like, I think Manly are the better team, but let's see how they sort of bounce back from losing Tommy Turbo and essentially not having any chance in the final series, I don't think. So I'm going to say Parramatta, last game at Bank West this season. Let's go Parramatta by six.
Yeah, I'm also going Parramatta by six. I think just because of the home ground advantage and Tommy Turbo out as well.
Eagles by eight.
Yeah, probably going to happen, and I'm going to be sad about it. Hmm. All right, moving on. Friday, 6 September, Storms versus the Cowboys at Amy. For the Storms, Brandon Smith, Munster, and Addo Carr all come out. Sandor Earl comes back in on the wing. Brody Croft comes back in for Munster. And on the bench, oh, God, I can't even say this guy's name. Oh, actually, no, it's Tui Kamikamika. He's come back in. I thought it was Tino Fasamuililuai. What?
That is the best name ever. I saw it a few weeks ago.
Anyway. But yeah, he's been in the side a couple of weeks, which is fine. For the Cowboys, the only really major change is Josh Maguire is in the side on the bench in the number 14 jersey. But I wouldn't be surprised if he started at some point there and someone else came off. Like Shane Wright, whoever that guy is. All right, who do I think in this game? Storms by 12, it doesn't matter who they've got on this side. This Cowboys team is just not in the same ballpark.
Yeah, same. Storms by 16, let's go. Big one.
I'll meet you in the middle, 14.
Thanks.
Yep, that's no cool. Worries.
I'll enjoy meeting you in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, Saturday, 7th September, Raiders versus the Warriors at GIO. Fulzy.
Yeah, touched on it already, but Chanzi, Nickel, Klokstad, Jordan Rapana, Soliola, and John Bateman are all getting rested. That means Simonson will go to fullback, Oldfield will play on the wing, Sebastian Chris will take Rapana's place. Hudson Young will start, Emre Gullah will come in, JJ Collins will come onto the bench, for his second game this year. Adam Pompey and Blake Ashford form a dynamic new centre pairing there for the Warriors. With both Hiku and Herbert out, Bunty Afoa and Adam Kieran are coming onto the bench. Even though they're resting players, it's still in Canberra. The Warriors have checked out. They're done. I'm happy with Canberra, I reckon, by 11.
Look, I think the Raiders are going to win by 6, but I think it's going to be close.
Not 11.
Those key outs are going to be hurt a little bit.
Yeah, Raiders by 14. I think it'll be a tight game, but I think the Raiders will sort of, in the last 20 minutes, run over the top of them and put a few extra points on.
All right. There you go.
Prediction.
Moving on to Saturday, 7 September, Bulldogs versus the Broncos at ANZ. For the Bulldogs, DWZ is out with a mystery injury. Will Hopewadi moves to fullback. Kerrod Holland is also out with Morgan Harper taking his spot in the centres.
First grade debut, Pete.
Ooh, all right. There you go. Bulldogs otherwise also have brought in... did you know your boy's back? Jade Knockenball?
He's been back for 2 weeks, mate.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even see him last week.
Yeah.
He's pretty hard to miss.
No, this is his third week back.
Oh, he's pretty hard to miss.
He scored a try last week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Didn't see him. For the Broncos, Isaiah Parise comes in the only change for them coming into the starting side. I think the Broncos are going to win this game, despite it being in Sydney, which probably means the Bulldogs win because I couldn't pick my nose at the moment, let alone a football team. So, yeah, Broncos by 6.
No, possibly. Dogs by 2.
Broncos by 10.
All right, moving on, Saturday, 7 September, Titans versus the Dragons at Seabus Muffy.
Oh, God, who cares? I don't know.
7:35 on a Saturday. I can't wait.
Blockbuster.
And it's on free-to-air as well as
thank
Fox.
God.
Yeah. I don't know. Some big changes for the Titans. Scott Prince comes in at halves. Anthony Frankie starts in the second row. For the Dragons, they're bringing back Roddy Wishart just for the wing for his inspiration. Mary's going to put on the jersey anyway. Why not? It's his last game. God, who knows, Pete? Who cares? Dragons. 2. Move on.
I think the Dragons win by 14 and kill them.
The changes you just mentioned are really interesting because a lot of those players were from the last time either of these teams were relevant. So that could make the game a bit more spicy, but I'll go Dragons by 18.
There's plenty of changes. I just couldn't be bothered reading them.
Yeah, I really, I couldn't tell, to be honest.
Rod Wishart is actually back there.
He's not.
Right. I've heard he is.
Okay. All right, moving on. Sunday, 8 September, Tigers versus the Sharks at Leichhardt. For the Tigers, Moses Mbai and Robbie Farah have both been named on the extended bench. Both are chances to play, but I don't think they will. I think, you know, whilst it's nice to send a player out like Robbie Farah with a final home game, I just don't think they're going to risk a finals berth.
Well, no one, so much is at stake in this game. This is a huge game.
Yeah, of course. This is the, you know, the most important game of the round.
Yeah.
It's the only one that matters with both sides playing for a final spot.
Well, both sides are playing starting finals. I know it's a cliche, but they're starting finals a week early. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And they will call that they're going to make a call on Robbie today.
Right.
So
for the Sharks, Sean Johnson is apparently back. He's been named in the 5'8 role, but you never know with him. He could be one jog away from doing another heartstring. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. Jack Williams also has come into the side. He's been named on the bench with Blake Brayley dropping out, as well as Kyle Flanagan dropping out, obviously, for Sean Johnson. Matt Moylan's been named in 21, and he's also a chance to come back.
Speaking of heartstrings, did he do another one?
Yeah. So you would think maybe Muatalo drops out there, potentially, or it's a case of maybe Josh Morris might be dropping out.
Please hold. Wash your mouth out,
Pete. It could be Fecky, probably. Fecky's probably going to drop out there.
There's no way they're getting rid of Josh Morris. He actually has been really good. And last week, the game last week, he was actually pretty good.
He's going back to the Dragons.
Oh, good for him.
I read that during the week.
They can do whatever they want. Morris is.
Anyway. This game, boys, huge implications, as we talked about. I'm rooting for the draw in this. I want that to happen. Yeah. I want the Broncos to be
here. I don't want that to happen just because I think there'll be far too much scrutiny and it'll be ever tainted as these teams...
didn't put in.
Well, if it happens to be a draw, then I don't think either team will play for that. But if it happens to be, then I think it's just, yeah.
I want it to be a draw after both teams have had like 8 kicks at field goal and just missed them all.
I want it to be a draw in blatant match rigging. And just see what happens.
I want a controversy.
Just a gentleman's agreement that we're going to draw.
Draw.
Yeah.
But,
and everyone just boots it out on the full line.
But also, too, this is not going to matter if the Broncos beat the Dogs the day before.
Oh, that's true.
So it could all be taken out of their hands anyway.
Yeah, it could. You're right. I know. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Yeah.
Sharks by 2.
Look, I think the Sharks are probably going to get up here. I'm going to go them by 4, but who knows?
I'm on the Tigers here. Tigers by 6. I think Leichhardt, if Robbie plays, if doesn't play, it doesn't matter. Benji's been playing out of his skin. I'd like the Tigers here. I think the Sharks were a bit shot from last week. I think they really were up for that game, and I think not that they're not going to be up for this game, but I think last week was a bit of a shock to them, a bit of a bitter pill to swallow. I think they really thought they were going to run away with that game last week, and they did not.
All right. Moving on then to the last game of the round, Panthers versus the Knights in a battle of irrelevance. Fulzy.
Oh, I think it's very relevant. So Wade Egan will start. Katoa has been dropped. Luai is back on the bench. Mansour is in the reserves, although who knows if he'll play. Fitzgibbon will start. Guerra bench. Kurt Mann has been named on the bench. And Jacob Saifidi is gone.
Gone.
I guess in Penrith, probably Penrith by 4, maybe. I don't know.
Look, the Knights could come out and blitz them after they played well last week as well. And the Panthers just have been poor all year. I will go the Panthers by 6, but flip a coin. That'll tell you who's winning.
You want me to say? Yeah, let's go Panthers. It's at the foot of the mountains. Let's go Panthers by 7.
All right.
7,
yep.
I like it.
Field goal.
That brings us to the end of the round 25 preview, and we're up for Simona says Grevers should gamble.
Yes, we are.
Thanks, Fulzy. You add a lot of value to this program. Like, I'm glad you're here every single
week. I'm a value week. Add, aren't I?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad we didn't do the show last week without you.
I know.
Because we just wouldn't have managed.
Would have been a waste of time.
Anyway. All right, Muffy, you're up this week, mate. What do you got for us?
Sorry, bud. Just having a yawn and a stretch. I'm back. Right. As I said, I'm in on the Tigers game. I'm betting on the most important game of the round.
Yes.
$6.50, Fulzy.
Yeah, this is what we want.
Is it Momorowski to score two or more tries or something stupid like that?
No, Momorowski, he's under that. Like, he's a try-scoring machine. Okay. It is, however, Luke Garner to score a try and the Tigers to win.
I like it.
Win-try combo, $6.50. Now, Luke Garner has been playing pretty well, running off Luke Brooks extremely well and scoring some... I think he scored three tries over the last 4 weeks.
Yeah,
so he's got his potential. I like a good second rower try. So that's my bet. Tigers to get up and him to get over at any point.
That's got potential to pay out today, mate. That's they'll start paying that. $6.50,
not bad. I don't know what our odds are meant to be, but I thought that'll satisfy Fulzy and probably annoy Pete. So
every second game he's getting a try, Luke Garner.
Yeah, so
he got one last week.
Yep,
he did.
See him,
mate. Oh,
dear.
Well, that's an average. No, I mean, we're just talking averages. Don't let that put you off.
It's very much put him off.
Anyway, that's my bet. I think it's got potential.
No. Rock solid.
No,
you hate it all the way.
Yeah.
Garth likes it a little bit. Yeah. He just doesn't want to say.
Yeah. I didn't back the Tigers, and I guarantee you that they're not running through the middle of their forwards. The Sharks.
Board. He's an edge. Back rower, you clown. They don't run through the middle of him. No, the game.
He's not getting there.
Run off.
It's not happening. All right, same game, multi-time. Garth has gone the Raiders-Warriors game. I don't like it. Under 44.5 total match points. Ken Mamalo, anytime try scorer. Warriors, 1-12. Warriors, 1-4, halftime.
Whoa. Yeah, that could pay out this afternoon.
Wow. That's an early one. 65 houses for one house.
No, don't save your houses. That's never going to get up.
Free money from Garth. Warriors plus 16.5 and under 48.5 is $2.05.
Okay.
That's the free money.
I have an idea. This segment for the finals, right? This is what we do. We all bet every week. Whoever ends up with the most money at the end from theoretical $10 bet each week wins.
Okay.
Wins what?
I'm definitely going to
say... Wins everyone else's money?
Commemorative plate. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
More wings? Yeah, all right. Well, I'm beating you for sure.
Oh, disagree.
Mate, you don't even bet $10 when you bet.
No, it's hypothetical.
Oh, because you're not going to bet it. You're not going to put it on.
Nah, God, no.
Because you put $1 bets on things.
Exactly.
You would prefer to put like $1 first fours at Valparaiso or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're a moron. Anyway, all right, well, that brings us to the end of the show, boys. Good to be back again this week. Hopefully, we've said this a few times, hopefully we'll get through the rest of the year unscathed. That'll be the main thing. Enjoy the football this weekend, and we'll see you all next week.
All right, that's good.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.